Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Good morning. This is Laura. Today's tip is to plan your weeks on Fridays. So this will probably not surprise you, but I like to plan. Okay, fine. I love to plan. There is nothing I like more than sitting down to plan what I'm going to do with myself, what my family members are going to do with themselves. Shockingly, my family members don't always go along with these plans. Imagine that. Must be fun to be married to or parented by me. Anyway, just because you're planning doesn't mean you're doing it in the most effective way. A few years ago, I made a change in how I plan that has really made a difference in my life and might be helpful for you as well. So to start my story, a long, long time ago, I read the late Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's really a great book if you haven't read it. He talks about planning your life in weeks, and I think this is really smart. Weeks are the cycle of life as we actually live it, not days. I mean, what's a typical day for you? Is it Tuesday or is it Saturday? They both occur just as often, and they both have the same number of hours, but I'm guessing they look pretty different for you. Weeks give you an accurate picture. So after reading 7 Habits, I started sitting down on Sunday evenings and planning the upcoming week. Then, a few years after that, I got the chance to interview David Allen. A lot of listeners of this podcast probably know him as the author of Getting Things Done. That's also a great book. I mentioned my Sunday planning to him, and he told me that a lot of his clients reviewed and planned their weeks on Fridays. So I decided to try Fridays, and specifically, Friday afternoons. I'm a big fan of this switch. Sunday planning is great, but Friday afternoon is even better. Here's why. First, I don't know about you, but Friday afternoon is not exactly my peak productivity time. I am usually doing nothing of consequence by Friday afternoon. I am sliding into the weekend, I am not answering my phone, I am hiding out so no one can find me. It is really hard to start anything new on Friday afternoon. But I can usually summon the energy to think about what future me should be doing. And by taking a few minutes on Friday afternoon to plan the week ahead, I turn what would have been wasted time into some of my most productive minutes of the week. Friday planning also gives me better weekends in two ways. First, even if you love your job, you can always feel a little bit of Sunday trepidation. You know what this is. There's like an avalanche of work waiting for you on Monday, but you don't know exactly what or know how you're going to deal with it. If you make a plan on Sunday night, well, you've spent much of the weekend cohabitating with that sense of unease. If you plan Monday morning on Friday, though, well, you've got a plan, so you don't have to spend your weekend worrying about it. And just as a side note, if this plan involves meeting with people, making your plan on Friday means that you can call or email them. They're probably still at their desks, so they'll respond, which might not be the case if you try and get in touch with them on Sunday night. Second, if you haven't thought about your weekend, Friday planning gives you a chance to call friends, make reservations, buy tickets, whatever you need to do. This vastly increases the chances that your weekends are awesome, rather than forgettable. So if you plan on Fridays, and I hope you will, just take a few minutes to think about the week ahead. Make yourself a short, 3-category priority list. Career, relationships, self. Making a 3-category list reminds us that you should put something in all 3 categories. It is pretty hard to make a 3-category list and then leave one of the categories blank. So that right there is going to nudge you to have a more balanced life. But anyway, just a short list, 2 to 3 items in each. Look at the next week, see where they can go. Plan them in. just like that, you're putting first things first in your life. I think Stephen Covey would approve of that. This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.